Hi, good afternoon. This is Joanna from National Opinion Service, and we are conducting a national opinion, and we would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen as random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your house work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? If you can help us with this survey?
No.
No, thank you. And Miss, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. I would like to ask you some questions. It won't take more than 10 minutes. I really, really appreciate your help. What are the chances you will vote in November general elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I'll vote. I will.
You will vote. Thank you. So let me just continue with the other one. If it is okay, what is your age? If you can tell me your age.
93.
Thank you. I would like to ask you, what racial or ethnic group best describe you? Hispanic,
white.
Latino, white. All
white.
Right. Thank you, Miss. Next question. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. From 0 to 10, what's the issue? 10. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Do you approve or disapprove of the job they are doing, Donald Trump, as a former president?
No. No,
you strongly approve?
A lot of things.
You approve. Thank you. The next one?
Approve.
Oh, you're not approve. I'm sorry. Thank you. Next question. Marcy captured as a congresswoman. You strongly approve? You disapprove? Or
I
someone
approve?
Approve. Thank you. What about Sherrod Brown as a senator? You
approve?
Thank
approved.
You. And Joe Biden as a president?
Mostly approve.
All right. Strongly approve. Thank you. Next question. I'm going to read you just a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you had a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have no heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that, okay? So what about Derrick Merritt? You are very favorable, very unfavorable, never hear.
Would you repeat that one?
Oh, sure.
Would you repeat?
Sure. So I'm going to read a list of public figures and institutions, all right? After I read each one, please tell me if you had a favorable or unfavorable impression for two candidates. If you have no hear of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know. So what about Derrick Merritt? You are favorable, very unfavorable, or never hear about it?
Favorable.
Thank you. Mercy Kaptur? What do you think about
favorable.
It? Favorable. Thank you. Democrats in Congress?
Unfavorable. Oh, Democrats, favorable.
Favorable. Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Thank you. Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
All right. Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Favorable. Thank you. And the last one for this list, First Energy?
half and half.
Half and half. Okay. So someone unfavorable.
Yeah.
All right.
They did something bad when they tried to make people pay more for that thing that people got went to jail for. But
all right.
Selena Anderson does a good job.
Thank you so much for your.
Yeah, with their regular job, they do okay. It just and they run the nuclear plant okay.
All right. Thank you so much for your opinion. All right.
They tried to steal money from the public, and that was bad.
Thank you so much for your opinion. That's why we're really appreciating and help us for this survey, believe me. Next question, Miss, all right? Probably I know that you're busy, but thank you for your time. Next question. If the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
The Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you. Next question. If the elections for president were held today, for who would you vote? Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Joe Biden. All right. Thank you. You know, right? All right. Next question.
I'm a Democrat among a lot of Republican relatives around here.
Yeah, but that's why you're helpful for this survey, because we need to know the opinions, right, for the whole state. Thank you so much. All right. The next question is almost the same, but this is directed by Senate. If the elections for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sharon Brown, for who would you vote?
For Brown. Sharon Brown.
Thank you. And this is for U.S. Congress. Were held today. For who would you vote?
Marcy
Kaptur. Thank you. Let's see this one. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derrick Merritt, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derrick Merritt?
Derrick Merritt? I don't know who that is.
This is the candidate for the list for Republican. So
I don't vote for Republicans.
All right, so no change. All right, perfect. Now I'm going to read. Probably you know because you know Marcy Kaptur, right? But I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. All right. So she's a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has begun a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Miss, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur?
I'm going to vote for Kaptur.
Okay. So I'm going to put it down much less likely. All right.
We almost finished.
Let me see this. Yes, I know. I would do it really quick.
Democrat.
I know, but I'm not able to answer for you. That's why I need to read it for you. But I will do it quick, okay? Let's see. So Derrick Merritt, this is a Republican, right? Support anti-union laws that drive down wage for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt will stand with those who vote to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. So we had much less likely, someone less likely, there is no difference on this statement, more likely or not through.
I don't want to raise the retirement age for Social Security. Whoever is against raising the age.
So, for what do you choose?
If it's Merrick, I don't want him. I don't care for Merrick.
Thank you, Miss, for letting me know. And what do you choose? The more likely, no difference at all for this assignment? Or
whatever one follows along with what I just said.
All right. I need to put on your answer, so just let me know, because this is for quality purposes as well, and just your opinion. So I had much less likely, someone less likely.
Not likely, I guess.
No likely. All right. Thank you.
I hope I followed along right.
All right. Next statement. We're almost finished. In the state, Derek Marine self-extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and real signs for lawmaker Marcus offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. What do you choose?
I don't think that whatever those working families, I think that we're doing okay.
Is the same answer?
I got sort of lost there with about the working families. It sounds like you're saying the Republicans are saying that they're not doing enough for working families. I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah, and pretty much that's the statement that we have for Derek Marin. So that's what we need to know your answer or what your opinion in this case.
Derek at all. I don't.
All like right. Okay, so what's less likely? All right.
I didn't like him when he was in Monclova.
I know, and these statements are directly by Derek Mary, so I know that you don't like Republicans, but I need to give you this statement just because we need to know your opinion. All right, next statement. So Derek Mary has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio vote over to keep abortion access legal, Marine supports a federal ban that will overturn our Ohio laws and make abortions illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Marine even wrote legislation that could ban access to IFB treatment. What do you choose?
Well, I favor safe abortions, whatever goes along with. I don't want any bans because it hurts women.
Exactly. All right. And what do you choose in this case, Almis? For much less likely, someone less likely, no difference in this statement, or more likely, or no through?
I get mixed up with that. I've been trying to tell you. Whatever one that goes with.
Okay. Someone less likely, very much. Okay.
I'm 93 years old, almost 94, and I'm trying to figure this out.
Okay, I know, and that will be a really quick. Let me see this one. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Mary was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utilities rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Mary's corruption. What do you choose? The same answers that will be.
You can file a suit against First Energy for what they did.
Mhm. Okay. Let me see. So can we choose someone less likely or no difference?
Somewhat likely.
Likely. Thank you. Okay, and this is almost the last statement. As a landlord who has received over 100,000 million in contributions from real estate, special interest in Derek Merrin wrote legislation to end mandatory lease by stating for rental properties, leaving those children vulnerable to unsafe drinking waters, so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. We have the same. Much less likely, someone less likely, no difference on this statement, or more likely?
Well, it sounds like more likely.
More likely. Thank you. And this is the last statement for this list. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the vote to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses or military transfers, but Derek Merrin vote no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat vote to allow first responder and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to their job to get workers' compensation, Merrin even vote no on that. What do you choose?
Well, I vote yes.
Much less likely. All right. Thank
yes.
you. And we almost finished.
Now? Yeah.
We almost. So based on what you hear, Miss, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merrin? Or would you still vote for Merrin?
I wouldn't vote. I vote for the Democrat.
Okay. Let me just put it down. You're still voting for a Democrat. That's okay. That's what we know. We would like to know your opinion. All right. Let me run it down here. And next one. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I know you answered, but I would like to ask you again. If the general elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote? Republican Derek Merrin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
I know. Thank you. And we almost finished here. And what will you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merrin? What will you say that's your primary reason?
He's running against Kaptur, and I like Kaptur.
Okay. All right. Give me just a second.
He's trying to help some other things.
That's okay.
One time I ever agreed with him, he was against putting sales tax on everybody in the county, and I agreed with him there. That was the one time that I was thankful for Merrick, but we got the sales tax anyhow.
All right. That's okay. Thank you, Miss. And we almost had this finished survey. What is the last year of schooling that you had completed? High school graduated, technical, bachelor's?
I graduated from college.
Thank you. And regardless how you had previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Do you need to ask?
I need that because this is for quality purposes. I know the answer, but let me know. A strong Democrat.
I've been a Democrat all my life.
I know, but this is your answer. I know I put two answers for you, believe me. All right. And almost the same. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important. Not too important. Not at all.
It's important.
Very important. Thank you. In the 2020 elections for president, do you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. And that's the last question for this survey. I really, really appreciate your help, believe me. I'm speaking with Ms. Booth. by any chance?
I don't do this very often, so.
But I really appreciate your help. Believe me, this is very important, your opinion for the nation and the community. So we really appreciate it, okay?
Okay. Well,
thank you. Have a great night, Ms. Booth.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.